What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. I said I got a special guest on here, and it's becoming a tradition to have this man on every year when the big show comes around. I don't even know if he realizes this, but we've done this every year since WrestleMania 30. I don't think he has any idea about this, but welcome my guest at this time, Kyle Hubbard. Kyle, what's going on?
Yo. Is that true, though?
Yeah.
No shit. Where does the time go?
Who the hell knows, Kyle Hubbard? I wish I had a real DeLorean sometimes.
Me too, but it's WrestleMania season. What's the game?
Does WrestleMania 34 even sound like an actual event?
No, I mean, like, WrestleMania,
it sounds weird.
Was like the end, you know? And after that, I'm just like, they still have WrestleMania? What's going on over here?
What did you think of last year's WrestleMania?
Generally, I liked it. The Undertaker-Roman match was a little disappointing, but I don't think it was truly anybody's fault. It was just kind of maybe taking too much or asking too much of Taker. But there's a lot to like about that event. AJ and Shane was awesome. Goldberg and Brock, short as it was awesome. So, yeah, overall, I enjoyed last year's WrestleMania.
So I guess my question is this. How invested have you been going into this year's WrestleMania? I know you've actually had some life changes. You've been moving. You got a new job.
Yeah.
You moved out of the city. I know a lot of stuff's been happening, but how invested have you been this time around?
I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I can't say that I've been very invested. With that said, I do keep a finger on what's happening.
Well, you should keep your finger on something.
Ha-ha! But, like, so I know the card, but, and I know, like, the general framework for the buildup for most of the matches. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely people out there doing way more work than me this year.
Definitely. I think, though, this has been one of the more interesting WrestleMania builds in quite a while because, you know, there's this weird thing going on with John Cena and The Undertaker, which we'll talk about here in just a second. And then, I don't know, though, even Ronda Rousey. So I guess let's, instead of talking, about these things and not jumping into them, let's just jump into them. The matches that have been announced that are happening, WrestleMania at the time we're recording this is 4 days away. What matches are you most excited for?
I am excited for Roman and Brock because at 31, I mean, 31, I was like, I do not want this match, but it was an awesome match. So this year, I'm totally with it. I can't wait to see what they do to try and top that. But AJ and Shinsuke is like my number one match. Like, I'm super, super excited for that match. And I mean, aside from them both being just amazing performers, like, I can't, surely there's something that I'm completely blanking on, but a face versus face match where both of the guys are just faces, straight up faces, and there's reasons to love both of them. I'm excited. I'm super excited.
Yeah, there's been a couple matches like that in WrestleMania history. Of course, we think about Hogan Warrior, WrestleMania 6, title for title. But this is a big deal. I don't think many people would have called 2 years ago even, or a year ago, at last year's WrestleMania, that AJ Styles would be the WWE champion going into WrestleMania, facing off against Shinsuke Nakamura. Who do you have winning that match? I think that I know a lot of people are expecting this to be the coronation of Shinsuke. So what do you think? Is that who you're leaning toward?
Logic points towards Shinsuke, but I mean, I can't say that I feel super confident in the outcome of this match at all, which is probably my favorite part about it. WrestleMania season is very much, you kind of can predict the winners. Of course, they got their surprises, but more or less, WrestleMania is a pretty easy card to predict. But for this match in particular, I feel like that's completely untrue. I don't know who's going to take it. If I had to bet, I'd bet Shinsuke. But if AJ won, I wouldn't be, like, hella surprised.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking AJ's going to win. That's just what I feel. I don't know why. I just feel like this is AJ's big WrestleMania moment. The first WrestleMania for AJ, it was Jericho, and he lost, which I know had a lot of, left a lot of, sour taste in people's mouths. Last year, I thought he had the best match on the card, or one of the top two best matches with Shane McMahon, but still not a championship match, not a marquee match. It opened the show last year.
It did, yeah.
I think that this is going to be really more of AJ Styles solidifying his role and his career as a legit WWE superstar, everything he did before it, as great as it was in Ring of Honor, TNA, New Japan, none of it matters after WrestleMania, because I think this is going to be where he just says, I am here. I'm a WWE guy. This is it for me. You know what I mean?
Dude, I love that. I love that. But I got to ask you, does his moment come at the expense of Shinsuke, or does Shinsuke get his moment down the line?
Shinsuke's moment could be go ahead. What were you going to say?
Because, I mean, just hearing you say it that way is almost like the most beautiful way to look at it. They're not fighting for a title. They're fighting for a WrestleMania moment. Because only one of them can stand tall at the end of it. Like, that is going to be the defining WrestleMania moment. And, I mean, I don't think either one of those guys is more deserving than the other one, but only one of them is going to get it. I've never looked at the match that way. That actually makes me way more excited.
Well, you know, it could be, you know, and who knows what they're going to go out there and do. Are they going to be in, when we talk about WrestleMania matches, are we going to mention this one in the pantheon of Macho Man Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat or Undertaker Shawn Michaels at 25? I mean, are we going to talk about it? I don't know. I don't know, because here's the thing. I don't know how invested people really are in Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't know, because I like him, and I think the purists like him. But when you know, say a lot of people who are going to be tuning into WrestleMania who are maybe fans from yesteryear or people who watch every now and then, I'm thinking, like, what championship match would they be more excited for? Would they be more excited to see Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles? Or would they be more interested in seeing Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns? I don't know.
For sure. But here's the thing. People are going to come for that match. You know what I'm saying? People are going to watch it for that match. But they're going to see that Shinsuke AJ match. And they're going to see that whole fucking crowd singing along with Shinsuke's theme song, because you know it's going to be Mark City in that fucking building. And that shit is going to be that. That's going to leave an impression
Mark
on
Mark City,
no
man.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, to see the WrestleMania crowd singing Shinsuke's song, which I guarantee is going to happen, is going to be, that's probably going to be the highlight of the entire show for me, honestly.
Well, let's.
That's going to be beautiful.
So I got AJ, you got Shinsuke. Let's go through a couple of these preliminary matches.
There you go. Woo!
I tried there. And let me see what you think about them. Let's talk about real briefly the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I don't even know really who's in it.
Oh man.
I don't really, you know, I'm be honest with you, I don't really care that much.
Yeah, me neither. They're going to give it to Elias.
Oh, that's a good one. If he's in it, you know what? I either think Elias, here's what I think. I think if Elias is in it, if he's been announced, which I'm assuming he has been, he wins the thing, then he's going to sit down in the middle of the ring,
and he's going to
have a nice little moment. Some people think The Rock's going to come out, but the Battle Royal is on the pre-show. They're not putting The Rock on the pre-show.
Okay. No, of course not.
Unless Elias ends up not being in the Battle Royal and he does something throughout the show. I don't know, but they got a lot of matches to go through.
Mojo won last year, right?
Who won?
Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, Mojo Rawley won. Yeah, last eliminating Jinder Mahal with help of Ron Gronkowski.
Who's gonna win that shit?
You never know. They had Baron Corbin one time. They had Big Show. They had Cesaro. It's always a weird one. Did you care about the Fabulous Moolah stuff? Like the whole controversy with her?
No, I didn't, but it's not because I wouldn't care. It's because, I mean, I understand the broad strokes of what she did and why people hold her in such a negative light, but I don't know the intricate details of that story. So
I don't know how much of it is true. You know, I don't know if any of it's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, no, I can't really comment on it either way because I'm not educated enough on it.
That's what I think. But it looks like Bayley and Sasha are going to be in that Battle Royal.
So they're going to be the story. I'm a little disappointed they didn't get a match. I mean, the card is stacked as fuck, so I kind of understand why. But, I mean, the Women's Battle Royal is going to be the story of Sasha and Bayley. There's no question.
Tell me your excitement level for Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali to crown the new Cruiserweight Champion.
Man, no excitement. Is that a pre-show match or is that on the actual
That's
card?
A pre-show. That's a pre-show for you.
Why did I even ask?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know enough about them to really give an honest opinion. I'm not excited, obviously, because I don't know who these dudes are. But I will say that last year when they had Neville and Austin Aries going for it. Like, that was exciting. That made the belt feel like a big deal. It could be because I'm not paying attention, or maybe they're just not shoving it in my face enough, but I'm not as excited about the cruiserweight division as I want to be, and that is even true on the show of shows.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, talked to Cedric Alexander before, a very talented guy. I've seen some stuff Mustafa Ali's done, but, you know, as far as this match, the cruiserweight stuff, even with the cruiserweight classic, it just wasn't my flavor. You know, I think, you know, I heard John Cena give an interview today on the what used to be called the Nerdist podcast. I think it's called like ID10 now or something like that. But he was talking, you know, he was comparing pro wrestling to stand-up comedy and like all the parallels that are in between the two. And Chris Hardwick goes, so like, you know, what are some of the hacky things, you know, like a comedian would say, you know, how about airline food? Like, what are the hacky things wrestlers do? And John Cena goes, well, everything that I do would be considered the hacky stuff in pro wrestling. But the way that John Cena explains why he wrestles the way that he does and why he does the things that he does, it's one of the most introspective interviews I've ever heard a wrestler give, to where they break down all that stuff. And I tell you what, it made me realize why I've always liked John Cena or the Roman Reigns or the Brock Lesnars or the Rocks or the Stone Colds or the Triple H's so much, that it wasn't about, you know, the intricate athletic maneuvers they could pull off. You know, it was about the stories they were telling. And that's kind of been my issue with the cruiserweight division, is it's very pretty. It looks pretty, you know, but
for sure. Yeah.
You know, how much meat is on there? You know, is that just like, you know, chips and dip? You know, is it just an appetizer where later on I'll get my steak and, you know, potatoes? You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, for sure. No, I totally hear what you're saying. I mean, it makes complete sense. It really does. I mean, it's a shame, but I don't know. I mean, obviously I don't have the mind for the business that a lot of these people that work for the business do, but like, there's got to be a way to make that division interesting. There's got to be a way to raise the stakes of it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's got to be. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think about it quite a bit. Like, why is it that the cruiserweight division is just almost like, by default, lesser than? Like, no matter what they do, and no matter how you feel about cruiserweights, and I mean, what you said, I think, is probably the popular opinion when it comes to cruiserweights, but I don't know, man.
Calling it cruiserweight, I think that's part of the problem. You know, when you brand, like, so think about it, you know, we don't look at the cruiserweight title even on the same level as we look at the US and IC titles. Right. You know, it's literally a title beneath that. And I think it comes from the name, like cruiserweight. It sounds lesser than. It just inherently sounds, oh, these are the lightweight guys. And we're accustomed to seeing heavyweights battle for the heavyweight championship, you know, or now the universal championship.
But yeah, that's true.
I think something in the branding there. Let's talk about a couple of real quick ones. Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, Raw Women's title. This has to be where Nia Jax wins the title.
Yeah, there's no question about that. This doesn't really do anything for me because I want that solo spot to go to Sasha and Bayley. I do think Alexa deserves, now this is going to be contradictory, I do think Alexa deserves to carry the belt into WrestleMania because of the work that she's done, but my heart really wanted this to be, I really wanted her to drop the Elimination Chamber to Sasha or Bayley, setting up Sasha and Bayley at WrestleMania. That's what I wanted, so I can't be too excited about Alexa and Nia. But I do think Nia's going to take it. And I do think that'll be a cool moment when she finally takes it.
I think she's well-deserving of it. She's put in a lot of great work. I've enjoyed her matches with Asuka, Nia Jax's matches with Asuka. So I think she wins the title. I don't think there's really any shocker. We don't need to spend any more time on that. But I guess let's get to Charlotte Flair and Asuka. I still can't figure out how her name is Asuka and it has a U in it. I still don't understand. I want to say Asuka.
Bro. Asuka. It's wrestling, bro.
Asuka. Asuka won in that Women's Royal Rumble, which, by the way, the Women's Royal Rumble was phenomenal. I thought it was...
I thought it was better than
the men's.
So
it was so fun. One of the best Rumbles in a little while, just in general.
I have to agree. And, the men's Rumble that night was pretty awesome as well.
The men's Rumble was good. The men's Rumble was good. But the Women's Rumble was very good. I thought it definitely beat out the men's. But what do you think about this match? The streak isn't ending, is it?
No. I'm super excited for this. I think this is very likely match of the night. There's a lot of potential matches of the night, but I think this is definitely one of them. I'm super excited for this. Asuka is definitely going to win. She's got to. Even as I say it, I'm like, maybe not. But no, Asuka's going to win. It's going to be a great match. I think both of them are going to reach a new stratosphere when it's all said and done after that match.
Asuka's got to win. I mean, there's no reason to stop the streak at WrestleMania.
No. Not until next WrestleMania.
Yeah, not until maybe next WrestleMania. Then we might get tired of it, or we might get tired by SummerSlam. I don't know, but I think you've built up that streak so much. She even, her and Miz even won the mixed match challenge.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Good for them.
They won the whole thing. They won the whole tournament. And it was, you know, it's because, you know, you can't beat Asuka. I'm sure Miz loved that. Hey, Miz, you're going to be in this tournament and your partner's Asuka. Oh, awesome. I will never lose. Holler. Perfect. Speaking of the Miz, let's talk about it. The Miz, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor for the Intercontinental Championship. I like this match, and I've liked the build to it. I even liked the swerve they did when Miz was, you know, in the ring with the Miztourage, and he was talking about how he's the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, better than Ricky Steamboat, better than Shawn Michaels, better than Mr. Perfect. And Curtis Axel looked at him like, I'm about to kill you. And I mean, it was a good little thing that they've been doing building up to this match. The Miz has been firing on all cylinders for about 5 years. He just had a baby. So I expect him probably to take the L in this match and take some time off. But I don't know if it's going to go to Seth or if it's going to go to Finn. Finn, this is Finn's first WrestleMania, I believe.
True.
Yeah, because he was out injured last time.
Yep.
Seth has had some big moments at WrestleMania. Obviously, WrestleMania 31, he won the title. And then last year, he faced Triple H. So I think this is Finn Balor's time, right?
Yeah, and I would suspect that we're going to get Demon Balor, right? I mean, it's WrestleMania.
I would think so, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be – I think it's going to be all built around that. I do think this match is going to be amazing. I think everybody's going to look good. My biggest hope for this match is that Miz loses the Intercontinental title and he comes back in a few months, maybe around SummerSlam, and he takes one of the big ones. Finally, he deserves to do it once again as a much more seasoned wrestler than he was the first time.
Well, you know what? I might as well tell you what my idea is for this. I think Miz comes back as a part of the Superstar Shakeup, and he will be on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And follow me here. He'll be on SmackDown, right?
Uh-huh.
So, a certain guy who just made his return, who we're about to talk about, named Daniel Bryan, has also been officially announced as a part of the 50-man Greatest Royal Rumble, which goes down later this month in Saudi Arabia on the WWE Network. Obviously, this is something Daniel Bryan has to win. He wins this 50-man Rumble, gets a title shot, becomes champion again, and he faces Miz at SummerSlam and loses to him. That's what I want to happen.
Man, you know what? I love it. You know, because you know what? Yes, if Miz was the person to rain on that parade, it would only build into so much of what they've, so many of the seeds they've already planted.
And then Daniel Bryan chasing for it again, you know? Ah,
yeah.
That's the story. WWE, come on now. I have a mind for it. Hire me.
Hire this man. Hire him. I want those backstage access from time to time.
That's right. Well, let's talk about it. No. Daniel Bryan, man. Daniel Bryan's back.
Yeah, dude. Crazy. Crazy and beautiful and the best. Just exciting, exciting, great, heartwarming shit.
This feud, some people have been like, oh, my God, how are you going to bring Daniel Bryan back and put him in a tag match? Because it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why. It makes perfect sense. This is a perfect scenario. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, by the way, shout out to Kevin Owens. He went so far to changing his Twitter handle when he was fired, quote unquote, from WWE. He lost his blue check and everything.
He's
Fight Steen Fight again on Twitter. And then Sami Zayn goes and makes a deal with Pro Wrestling Tees to have an El Generico sale for merchandise.
Shit. It's awesome.
Been beautifully done. And then Daniel Bryan's comeback, Shane McMahon's beatdown, and I think he actually had some real life health issues with diverticulitis, but he's been cleared to compete. There's so many things in this story, and the only thing that I don't like is that you have Daniel Bryan coming back for the first time in 2 years, and he's going to lose. I mean, the stipulation is if Owens and Zayn win, they get rehired.
No, dude, they're gonna work something.
Or is it gonna be like, okay, they don't get to come back to SmackDown, but they get to go to Raw or something like that?
Probably. It's gonna be something. It's gonna be something. It'll even lead into some reinstation match like the next week. But they're not gonna let Bryan lose on his. You know, things that would be nuts. No. That whole section of the show is gonna be all about the Yes Chance at the end of the match.
Oh man, I don't know. I have a bad feeling, man. I got a bad feeling. And look at this. You want to talk about streaks? Shane O'Mac is on a losing streak at WrestleMania. He's 0-2 since his return. You know what I mean? He lost to Take. He lost to AJ.
I honestly anticipate Shane being taken out early and it being more of a handicap match.
I like that. That's a great idea.
Because I do think that his illness is pretty legitimate. This is me just speculating like a motherfucker. But I do think that his illness was probably pretty more severe than they're letting on, and I expect him to be out. You know, in a sense that it's going to be, he'll be powerbombed on the apron in the first 5 minutes or something. And then it'll be a handicap match mostly. And I still think Bryan's going to win.
I think it makes sense now that I'm thinking about it more. They can do something where Sammy and Kevin go to Raw. I don't know. There's something weird about me that thinks that they're going to let Daniel Bryan lose. But maybe I'm just thinking it's so obvious that he wins that he won't win. But
maybe.
But you know, I think regardless, it's going to be interesting to see him back in the ring and see if he changes his style at all. I don't know. Is he going to be doing diving headbutts?
You
know?
I am going to say already that I do think that there's not going to be enough Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. That's my biggest prediction for this match, is it's going to be short. It'll probably be a couple big spots, to really make people pop. But it's going to be short, and it's not going to be a really great representation of where Daniel Bryan is currently health-wise and what he can do after all this time away from the ring.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to be interested to see if he changes it up, because every time he does a drop kick in the corner or a flying headbutt, I'm going to be just squirming in my seat.
Yeah, dude. No, surely.
And this is just hearsay. I don't know this to be fact. I haven't seen anything from WWE claiming this is fact, but I've heard after every match he's going to have to do this concussion testing, and you know, after every match, and if he has one little, you know, anything, he's back on the shelf.
Oh wow.
You know, at least that's what I've heard, and I'm sure.
Well, damn, dude.
I'm sure that was a condition with WWE. Like, hey, we'll clear you, but if anything comes up, man, we're taking you back off.
I hope that doesn't happen, because there's like a litany of potential classics waiting for him. You know,
I know. So that's what I'm saying. I hope he plays it safe, and just gives us a nice little match at WrestleMania just to see him back, and then you know, we'll see.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
But you know, let's go to another tag team match. Cesaro and Sheamus, The Bar, who, by the way, I did not think I would like Cesaro and Sheamus as a tag team. And I absolutely love The Bar.
I agree completely.
I think they're phenomenal. I think they're one of the best tag teams in a long time on the show.
Yeah, and they're like both, it's exactly what they need to be doing.
It's a perfect role for them. You know, Sheamus, for me, like, he had a couple good runs, you know, on top. He just never really was, to me, the guy to be on top. And imagine at his first WrestleMania, I think it was almost 8 years ago, if you can believe Sheamus has been around that long. He wrestled Triple H at WrestleMania.
Crazy.
And now here we are, Cesaro and Sheamus versus Braun Strowman. And to be determined, we still do not know who Braun Strowman's tag team partner is. This last week on Monday Night Raw, he came out in glasses and a button-up shirt and said that his tag team partner was going to be Braun Strowman. But obviously that was just a joke for joke's sake. Who's his tag partner?
It's nobody. It's going to be a squash. It's going to be Braun and all over the place, and it's going to be terrible for Sheamus and Cesaro. It'll be like 5 minutes long, and it'll be over.
So you don't think any partner? He's not going to have any partner?
No.
So they built up this mystery partner, and there's no one?
No. Who do you think it is?
I, for some reason, think it's Samoa Joe.
I mean, and I wouldn't like that either. I mean, what would be Samoa Joe's motivation for being on Braun Strowman's tag team?
I don't know, to be a champion. I don't know. I'm thinking. I don't know if there has to be any real logic to it. I just don't know. For me, it'd be weird if they tease us on who's his partner, and then there's no partner. You know, I've seen other people say, oh, maybe it's Chris Jericho, but I don't think that's right. And I know Chris Jericho has a booking with Fozzy the same night as WrestleMania, and he's promoting that you can watch the show with him.
Right.
So I don't think that that's a swerve. I think that's probably legit.
Yeah. He's got that cruise coming up. He can't be swerving people. They pay good money right now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he wants to do that. So I don't know. I Samoa Joe, to me, is an option. Some people think Rey Mysterio.
That would be tight. That would be awesome, especially because of the freaking size difference between Braun and Rey.
Obviously, it's always kind of – I actually liked when Rey and Big Show were a tag team. I just kind of think those things are fun, and it makes sense a little bit. So I don't know. We'll see. Your idea isn't bad, though. I could see that happening. I wouldn't be shocked if that ended up happening, but not what I want to see.
I'm shocked that you're shocked.
You're shocked that I'm shocked?
I just think you're shocked.
You can't be shocked that I'm shocked, because I'm shocked that you would think that they would promote a partner and then there's no partner. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, Brad. I bet you $600,000 there's no tag team partner.
Do you really want to make that bet? That seems like
I don't.
You seem very confident about that. And I don't know if you could really pay up on it.
I can't. Confidence is key, though.
Confidence is key. Irrational confidence at that.
Yeah.
Let's think about this one, then. Let's just keep in the tag team division. The Usos, Jimmy and Jay, are defending against the New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers. I don't like the Bludgeon Brothers as much as some people do. I don't hate them.
Yeah.
I think they just seem a little dated to me. That's just me. They just seem a little dated. They seem like a 90s act or early 90s act. But, you know, some people really are big sold on them, and I'm glad they're getting a spot on the card. You know, Harper and Rowan. Let's not forget, Eric Rowan wrestled The Rock at WrestleMania. That happened.
One of the greatest co-main events of all time.
That happened. That's a real match.
I know.
That was a real match, which, by the way, I popped so hard for when it happened in the building. In the building, that was one of the greatest moments of the night. Going back on it, probably not. But in the building at that moment, it was one of the best moments of the night.
But for sure.
It's good to see them there. I hope Jimmy and Jay walk away with the straps on this one. They've never been on the main card at WrestleMania. The New Day were hosts last year. I mean, so this is kind of all an interesting time for these guys. I like the Usos winning this match. What do you think?
I honestly, it's going to be the Bludgeon Brothers are going to win it for sure. And I'm okay with that. I'm a huge Luke Harper fan, and I have to agree that the gimmick is real. It seems real dated. It seems real Royal Rumble 1993 to me. But with that said, I really think that Luke Harper, more so than Eric Rowan, deserves to have something tight happen. And I just hope that them winning the tag team titles can set them up for, I don't know, at least something interesting.
You remember?
Because they haven't been interesting.
Yeah, you remember last year, people really thought that Luke Harper was going to be added to the WWE Championship match at WrestleMania. People thought that. And I was like,
and you know what?
Hell are people thinking?
I didn't think it was going to happen, but I would have loved for it to happen. And match at WrestleMania was the worst, dude. Oh, my God. That match could have been so good, but it was the worst.
It wasn't very good. It was a little strange. They could have done without the bugs on the ring.
That was the dumbest shit in the entire world. And you know what?
Well, tell me how you really feel.
I wanted that shit to be awesome, and it was like the complete opposite of awesome.
Yeah. But you know, hey, here's my thing, though, with that thing, is hindsight's 20/20, and I'm sure a lot of people look back on it and say, oh, yeah, that definitely could have gone better. But at the time, you're just trying, and you don't know if you don't swing for the fences, you don't know if you can hit a home run. I'm just saying.
You're going to swing for the fences at WrestleMania? I mean, come on.
Where else would you swing for the fences? You swing for the fences at the World Series, like the Astros did.
You're right. I don't mean swing for the fences, but let's experiment with projections of bugs for the first time at WrestleMania. Come on.
Hey, you know, they experiment with the WWE Network doing a live pay-per-view for the first time at WrestleMania.
God, you're such a company man.
I'm not a company man. I'm just saying.
What's Bray doing this year?
Bray is in the lake of reincarnation.
we'll get back to Bray. What's next on the card?
Okay, let's see here. Oh, here's another tag match. A lot of tag matches on this show.
Yeah, for real. Is it 2000 again?
I know. See, it feels like WrestleMania 2000. This is an interesting one.
All right.
Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. On a 1 to 10, Kyle Hubbard, what's your excitement level for this match?
Like a bizarro 10. Like, I'm excited for it, but just, like, because it's so, like, what? It's, like, the most Frankenstein match of all time.
It's a strange setup. Yeah, I agree with you there.
But, I mean, there's something about the strangeness of it that I, like, find super endearing at the same time. Like, I mean, I appreciate Ronda thus far. Like, she definitely seems like she wants to be good at it. I'm still waiting for Kurt Angle to have, like, a really good spark of, oh yeah, Kurt Angle's the shit, and I remember why. Triple H always delivers at WrestleMania.
One of the best. He's one of the best of all time.
Yeah, and Stephanie's always good for, you know, getting her shit rocked at WrestleMania. That's like a yearly tradition at this point.
And let's not forget, the last time we saw Stephanie in a ring was in that match with Brie Bella, and she was pretty good.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, and like at every pivotal moment in the past few WrestleManias, she's taken like a big here's your revenge for being such a bitch all year.
Yeah, Roman. here's your going through the table, here's your spear from Roman Reigns, here's your whatever, yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
I think she got rock bottom one time at WrestleMania. Or people's elbowed.
Well, I would hope both.
Yes.
But I guess my biggest hope for this match is some like really good Kurt Angle moments. I mean, I don't feel like we've seen that in the matches that he's had since he's come back. But this is more of a spotlight on him, I think, you know, because all those other two matches have, like, at least 108 other people involved. So maybe this will be a good chance for Kurt Angle to do some Kurt Angle-ness.
I just want to see Angle come out, you know, American flag singlet, pyro, gold medals around his neck, you know, the whole nine.
The Usov chant is going to be beautiful. That'll be a beautiful moment for sure.
It will be. I'm excited to see Kurt back. And here's the thing. I like what Ronda's been doing. Has she been the most phenomenal on the microphone? No. Has she been great with some of her physicality? I think she's kind of almost been over physical at certain points. But you got to understand. Imagine this. Imagine it's like, hey, yeah, you've been like Kyle Hubbard, you've been a rapper for a decade or more, and WWE's like, hey, Kyle, yeah, we really love what you did in hip-hop, so we want to sign you to a contract to wrestle in the ring, and your first match is going to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, well, what are we expecting here? I mean, I'm not going to expect her to go in there and wrestle like Charlotte Flair, but she's an athlete. She's got an athletic background. She's watched this her entire life. She's been training her ass off at the Performance Center. I think I'm going to expect great things from Ronda, or good things from Ronda Rousey, and it's only going to lead to great things. And I won't be shocked. I will not be shocked if she is the Raw Women's Champion by SummerSlam.
By SummerSlam?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, no. She's definitely going to be the person to beat Asuka. There's no question.
I haven't thought of that, but that's a great person to do it.
Yeah, that's what they're going to build. That's the next big money women's match.
So
it's going to be Asuka and Ronda.
So Ronda's got to win here too, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah. You know, Triple H, people always talk about, oh, you know, he doesn't put anybody over, brother. But in the last few years, I think he's only lost at WrestleMania. Except for Sting.
Except for Sting, which sucked. But yeah, at 30, he lost clean to Bryan.
32, he lost to Roman. 33, he lost to Seth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I mean, Trips does his part, right? He's the founder of NXT, so a lot of this roster that's, you know, in the main event is pretty much Triple H is doing.
Hell yeah, man. So I think, though, he didn't mind taking the L at WrestleMania. This is a big moment for Ronda Rousey. This is a big moment for WWE because this is going to be everywhere Monday morning. And I think this is good business all around. People are like, oh, the build's been kind of weird. Well, how much build do you really need? Like, really?
Yeah, seriously.
If someone told you a year ago, honestly, 1 year ago, hey, next year at WrestleMania, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon are going to wrestle Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey. Would you say, well, I wonder what the build's going to be to that? You say, hell yeah. Sign me up.
Dude.
Where do I see it? I'm going to buy my ticket now, and I'm going to buy the t-shirt, the hoodie, the hat, and the cup.
All of that shit.
So I'm excited. I think, you know, obviously Kurt and Ronda walk away with it. Okay, couple more here. We're gonna try to wrap this up here pretty soon. We got about three or four more matches. Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Rusev. United States title. Real quick take. Who wins?
Man. Oh, Rusev.
I'm leaning toward Rusev. Won't be shocked if it's Bobby Roode. Jinder Mahal isn't even the equation. Randy Orton doesn't need it. Okay, let's get to I guess these are the final two. I think we're down to the final two matches on the card. So before we get to what I think is going to be the biggest match on the show, let's go to Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
All right.
Singles match for the WWE Universal Championship. Before I say that, how do you feel about no ladder match at WrestleMania?
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. I mean, honestly, I'm fine with it. This card is amazing. This really is, like, one of the most exciting cards in recent WrestleMania history, so fuck it, whatever, who cares? This is already awesome.
Okay, so what do you think of this match? Have you liked the build? Because I think this is something WWE's done really well this time around. I think the build to this match has been excellent.
Yeah, and I have to agree overall. I mean, it feels kind of like a rehash of a lot of the stuff they do with Brock with the will he or won't he leave. But I will say that it does seem more refined now than it has in the past. Now, with all that said, I do think this match is going to be awesome. Their match at WrestleMania 31, despite how much I did not want it going into the event, was awesome. I love that match. It was just fucking balls to the wall. What makes both of those guys awesome? Just like pure brutality. And I think we're going to get that in spades this time. I'm excited that they've had the match at WrestleMania before because they have a bar to beat. I think that that's a really interesting element. There's not a lot of rematches in the main event. Obviously, there's been some, most of them involving The Rock. But this one is really exciting. And I'm excited to see what they do to top what they did before.
Yeah, no, their first match at WrestleMania 31 was great. It really was. Awesome. It was very good. It was very, very good. And I think the build this time around has been great because think about this. The build for this match, I don't know if people remember it. The build for this match started the night after WrestleMania 33. It really did because Paul Heyman was out there with Brock Lesnar talking about, oh, now two people, you know, have beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. You know, and I was like, oh man, is this gonna slow play all the way to next year? Because I was like, maybe they're gonna do it at SummerSlam, and I was like, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen. And I think that I was so excited last year after WrestleMania to see this match, and now to see the payoff. Obviously, I think Roman Reigns wins. I would be shocked if Brock won, but I think Roman Reigns wins. Brock Lesnar holding the title for a full calendar year. Pretty impressive, by the way. Beat Goldberg for it at last year's WrestleMania, which is just sounds like a crazy statement to say. But yeah, I think that I'm honestly, if Dave Meltzer, that you know what, doesn't give this match 5 stars, it's because he's a hater. Because I know it's going to be a 5-star match. I know it. Wow. I just know it's going to be a 5-star match. I know it is.
How much time do you think they're going to have?
25.
Man. Yeah, no, I'm excited. I mean, there's no reason to not be excited for this match because they've already proved that they put on great matches together. So there's nothing to be hesitant about. It's already the proof is in the pudding. I'm excited.
You're more like I know you follow some of the Reddits and you follow some of the online chatter a lot.
Yes.
When are people going to just say, you know what, Roman Reigns is pretty dope?
Man, you know. Never, they're never gonna do it, and so it's like, you know, and so it's there's the new Roman when he fills the position that John Cena's in now.
They'll be like, then, you know what, Roman's pretty cool,
right? But he's currently filling the position that John Cena did years ago. So yeah, and no one liked Cena back then, but now everybody loves him. So you know,
I think though that this build's been great. I like how they kind of one thing is they suspended Roman Reigns, but he was on every episode of the show, so I don't understand how that really worked. But I liked him going backstage and talking to Vince, and Vince going, "God damn it, go to commercial!" Like I loved all that, you know. And I thought that it added a layer of realism. And Paul Heyman's been firing on all cylinders, and of course Brock Lesnar. People can say all they want. Oh, I'm tired of Suplex City. Oh, All he does is show up four times a year. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Brock is so dope, and he adds so much that if he wasn't on the roster, those same fans would be like, man, this would be a great spot for Brock. Or, man, I wish Brock was still with the company. Oh, man, is he really fighting the UFC? Because you know if he goes back to the UFC, every fan who complains about him being in WWE are going to watch him fight in the UFC.
For sure.
Let's not pretend we're not Brock Lesnar fans. We all are. So I think this is going to be a great match. I think it closes the show. I think it has to close the show.
Yeah, it definitely will. For sure.
But let's talk about the match that isn't even official yet. Let's talk about, to wrap up here, John Cena. Will he show up to WrestleMania and watch it as a fan? Or will he be wrestling the dead man? What do you think?
Surely the match will go down. Surely it'll go down. Obviously, I want it to go down, but there's a part of me that I want to see Cena go out there, call him out, and him not come out. I know that that's like kind of crazy, and they probably would not do that at WrestleMania. But man, like, I just think storyline wise and like creative, like a new brave creative direction, there's so much to be done with that. So that's honestly my hope. It's not my prediction. My prediction is the match will happen and Taker will win. And the only real plausible crazy twist would be that he comes out as American Badass. But I want him to no-show, and I want Cena to have like some sort of breakdown or just some sort of moment in the ring reacting to a no-showing Undertaker.
That would be crazy. But like, okay, walk me down then. So what happens for Cena after that?
Probably a more aggressive Cena, all leading to Undertaker Cena 35.
Oh, you think they're going to slow play this for a year?
No, I don't think that they'll do that.
You're just saying if they do the no show, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously I think this match is going down. So if you're a betting man, though, would you bet on traditional dead man Undertaker, or do you think American Badass is likely? Do you think the lights cut out? We hear a dong, a gong. Do you think you're gonna hear a dong? And then we hear Kid Rock do American Badass.
Yeah. Yeah, because not only does the Kid Rock thing, him being inducted into the Hall of Fame, play into that, the whole Undertaker leaving behind his Undertaker things last year, like the hat and the jacket and the gloves, I believe. I think that sets it up for him to be like, I stripped away that part of myself died that night or whatever the fuck, and now I'm back as the American Badass, and I'm gonna
because
teach John Cena a lesson.
He's been calling John Cena. I mean, John Cena's been calling him out like he's a coward. He's like, when you left your hat and your gloves in the ring, I guess you lost you left your balls at home. And, he's been going pretty aggressive at The Undertaker. So the American Badass coming out and be like, you know what, son? I'm going to make you famous. You know, yeah. I don't think that's a crazy idea. And it
plays into that first time that they ever interacted with each other. You know, Undertaker was an American Badass and Taker was Cena was a fresh young guy.
Ruthless aggression.
Exactly. So, it'd be a nice full circle moment for those of us that care to watch wrestling for all our lives.
Would that be the end of The Undertaker? Would that be his last match?
Man, no. If last year wasn't his last match, then I'm never going to say it's a last match again because I don't know shit. I thought for sure last year he wasn't coming.
Oh, I thought that was it.
And it would have been good.
And
too.
I wanted
I mean,
it to
as
be.
As far
it.
As theatrics go, and the match wasn't great, but the theatrics of it were beautiful.
He's had three great retirement matches where he's not retired. You know, that WrestleMania 28 match with Triple H and Shawn.
Should have been it.
And then 30, you come back and you get beat by Brock. It's like, okay.
Should have been it.
Boom. Perfect. That's it. And then you come back and you get beat by Roman, and then you do like the gloves in the ring. JR's on the call. You go down through the stage. I mean, they said the whole year what we think is Undertaker's retirement,
At this point, if he wrestles this year, I'm just going to assume he's wrestling the next year from now on.
It would be interesting for him to end his career as the American Badass, if that's what he does. How likely do you think it is he's the American Badass? I mean, or you think that it's like, 75-25? Is it 51-49? Like,
I think it's 60-40. 60-40.
It would be
just
cool.
Because, I mean, I mean, it would make last year pointless if he came back just as whatever, like nothing happened last year. And I don't know, the Kid Rock thing is just like too suspect to me.
Yeah, like why of all years is Kid Rock going in the Hall of Fame?
Right.
And yeah, Kid so Rock has know. Like two theme songs for WrestleMania. You know, so it makes sense. You know,
and him and Undertaker are best friends in real life.
Is that the case? I didn't know that.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know, so, and if the match does happen, Undertaker wins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think that they're going to continue with maybe not the story in its complete core, but the essence of this bitter Cena. I think we're going to see more of that. Or it's going to be a good way for him to be like, I'm out of here for a while. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I think Taker's going to win, but I don't know why. They're just going to give it to Taker. He lost last year, so he's going to win this year.
He lost last year. Give it to him this year. Why not? 50-50 booking is good for everybody. Hey, one more thing I want to ask you about before we wrap up here, and I know we're running a bit long, but...
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine. You don't have a life.
I don't have a life.
You're in Arkansas. What the hell is there to do out there? Nothing. But you're just going to literally sit and watch paint dry. We talk about Kid Rock, so I want to ask you, what are your thoughts about this year's WWE Hall of Fame? Here's who's going in. The Warrior Award's going to J.J. Robertson. The tag team this year is going to be Edge and Christian. Not Edge and Christian. The Dudley Boys are being inducted by Edge and Christian. Mark Henry is being inducted by The Big Show. Hillbilly Jim is being inducted by Jimmy Hart. Jeff Jarrett is being inducted by the Roadie, Road Dog. Ivory is being inducted by Molly Holly. Goldberg being inducted by Paul Heyman. And then the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame is Mr. Kid Rock. What do you think about this year's Hall of Fame class?
I like it. I like it. The Dudley Boys are definitely something that's like, they're definitely Hall of Fame to me. Like 2000, 2001, like what they did was like pivotal to my fandom as a wrestling fan. So like they're like pillars. Mark Henry is deserving. He doesn't excite me, but I don't want to say that he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Goldberg should be pretty cool. Is he like the main event this year?
He's the headliner. He's the headliner.
All right. Well, I mean, again, I like Goldberg going in for the same reason I like the Dudleys going in. It defines a time period in my life where wrestling was like my end all be all.
Yeah, and I think his run coming back last year added to it, and I think this makes sense for Goldberg. Ivory, what do you think about Ivory?
I don't really have that much of an attachment to Ivory. I mean,
I feel the same about her that I feel about Jackie. It's like, okay, cool.
I mean, I definitely respect what they did, but it's just not relevant to my interests. You know, not to sound callous or anything, but it's just the truth. Jeff Jarrett is fun, you know, like it's kind of crazy he's going in. I like Jeff Jarrett going in just because it's like nobody thought it was going to happen, and the reaction that he got was amazing. So that's cool. But yeah, overall, good class.
Hillbilly Jim.
I don't care about Hillbilly Jim either way. So,
What do you think about Kid Rock going in?
Man, I don't care. I don't care what they do with the celebrity wing. Like it's, you know, like whatever. He did some theme songs for them. Perfect. Why is he any less credible than Drew Carey, right?
Drew Carey, you know what? Have you ever like looked at who's in the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame?
No, I only know like the ones that everybody knows.
It's actually not crazy. You know, I mean, when you look at it, I'm trying to find who's all in it. Because when you look at who's in it, you're like, "Oh, actually it kind of makes sense." You know, Drew Carey's the only one that I'm like, well, why? Come on, you just appeared at one Rumble, you know?
He did a great job, though.
Did he?
I love Drew Carey in the Rumble.
It is
they use him perfectly.
It's kind of crazy to say that Drew Carey competed in the Royal Rumble. But sure. As far as, like, celebrity inductees go, Pete Rose, right, had a great, you know, kind of trilogy of WrestleManias with Kane or however many it was. You know, I can't find the list here, but then you have someone like William Perry who actually competed at WrestleMania, I think, in that Battle Royal.
Mr. T, who's like essential to the WrestleMania Hall of Fame.
Mr. T, obviously, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I think these are, you know, he had the Snoop Dogg's bunny pillow fight or whatever it was at WrestleMania. Donald Trump makes sense, right? It makes sense.
Yeah.
He makes sense to be in there. So, I mean, everyone who's kind of gone in, it's actually not so crazy. You know, I know the celebrity wing gets crapped on a lot, but it's not as crazy as people think that it is. Some of them actually make sense to me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, it's unnecessary to me. Like, I don't think that these guys...
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. I don't think these guys should get mic time at the Hall of Fame ceremony, but that's just me. But, you know, I'll just make popcorn or something when they're talking. So, it don't bother me too much.
Well, that here it is. That so on a 1 to 10. I mean, you're at a what? You said a 10 for WrestleMania, 7. How good do you? How good? Let me rephrase. How good do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be at least an eight.
Well,
yes.
That should be the subtitle to your autobiography today. One day.
What do you give it?
Kyle Hubbard.
Guy.
At least an eight. Anyway, thanks Kyle for joining us. What at Kyle Hubbard HTX, is that still the same plug?
Yeah, always H-Town till I drown, baby.
H-Town. So you're not going to be like Kyle Hubbard LR, eh?
No.
Okay. No. Doesn't have the same ring.
But Houston's home. Houston's got my heart forever and ever and ever.
All right. Well, that's Kyle Hubbard and I's WrestleMania breakdown predictions and excitement levels. Tweet me at Brad Gilmore. Let me know yours. And the next time you'll be hearing my voice is with the Booker Man himself from WrestleMania, Radio Row. Until then, see y'all later.